Let's begin overseas this morning. At least 27 people have been killed and hundreds injured after a third day of anti-government protests in Iraq. Iraqi security forces opened fire on thousands of demonstrators who defied a curfew in Baghdad. Iraqis are demanding action to curb government corruption, unemployment, and a lack of basic public services like water and electricity. Dalawar Aladdin is president of the Middle East Research Institute in Iraq and former minister in the Kurdish regional government. He joins us from Erbil in Kurdistan this morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Hi, good morning.
Is this nationwide? Is this happening where you are in the KRG as well as further south?
No, this is mostly in the middle and south of the country. Kurdistan is fairly stable and there's life is normal. But this is, has been spreading mostly in the south. It's unlikely to come north.
The problems outlined as the causes here are pretty endemic, as far as I know, in Iraq. What's prompted the protests now?
Well, this has been coming, or this has been anticipated and brewing for a long time. It's really a consequence in consequence of bad governance, poor governance, and slow progress. A lot of expectation from people and very minimal delivery by the government. The government has been trying its best, and this is probably one of the good governance we've had for some time. But nevertheless, the institutional weakness and failure has made it very difficult to for this prime minister and the cabinet to really get over barriers and deliver on services, jobs, and so on. So the economy is not improving, and it started as a spontaneous issue. Over the last couple of months, people keep saying, where is it, and where is the reform, where is the delivery, where is electricity and the basic services? But of course, the dynamics, the political and security dynamics in Iraq is always complex, and even spontaneous uprisings or demonstrations can then cascade into more orchestrated, organized demonstrations. So it should have, if it had been purely to do with people's rage over jobs and services, it would the message would have become sort of more clear and registered, but now it's escalating and slightly out of the government control. This is why the government had to impose curfews and use some violence to curb it.
I do want to get to that, but I just want to pick up on one of the issues being raised by the protesters, and that's corruption. Transparency International ranks Iraq as the 12th most corrupt country in the world. But how does corruption manifest itself in the lives of Iraqis every day? How do they experience it? They're presumably not seeing politicians necessarily handing over cash, but it is something they encounter frequently.
Well, the corruption has become a chronic and deep issue that is worsening by the day, with very little sign of any measures taken or drastic measures taken to control it. And it's not easy because it's deep into the institutions of the state, as well as actors, state non-state actors, and armed groups outside the state. And people do see a huge difference between the elite that is ruling, but it's well off and reaping the benefits of the opportunities, whereas the increasing number of people are really deprived of all these benefits of Iraq. Iraq being one of the richest, potentially one of the richest oil countries. It's a big export of oil, and people compare themselves with neighboring countries that have got much less wealth, but they are much better off. And the population has suffered for the past few decades of wars and the accumulation of problems that come out of it. But in the new Iraq, since 2003, under the new democratic constitution, there have been a lot of promises, a lot of initiatives. But as the government, successive governments fail to deliver, and they kind of become immune to public pressure. They are not really, in a way, subject to or responsible to the voters, the rule of law is being weak, so people suffer from lack of equal opportunity or social justice. All these fragmentations in the community and the divisions among society as well as the political forces is that there's no one able to come up with a vision that would satisfy the people.
The Prime Minister, Adel Abdul Mahdi, leads a pretty fragile coalition government right now. You described it as one of the better governments in recent years, but you also described them needing to use violence in response. I mean, how can violence be justified in response to protest?
Well, this government essentially it's a compromise government. This government is not power. In other words, power and government are two different things in Iraq, and this the government doesn't have all the decision making ownership. In other words, it's really not necessarily even in control of the armed groups, some of which are now involved in suppressing the demonstrators. So we have a government that is a good government in terms of the individuals, the teams building, the right intention, and they are trying to do the right thing. But the barriers for progress, the institutional weaknesses and failures, and perception and expectation of people, as well as the ability of the government to live, are two different things. The gap is very wide. So people want to see results now and immediately, whereas the government has been very slow by definition because of all the barriers that they face. So essentially, people over time become kind of fed up and started expressing their anger in this violent way. But the government had no... No, go on.
We will have to leave it there, but we appreciate your time this morning, Dalal Al-Aldeen. No, thank you.
Thank you.